any double-edged sword. It seeks to divide our soul and spirit, judging the thoughts and intentions of the heart. You use it as a physician uses a scalpel to do the spiritual surgery that we need done upon us, O Lord, for your glory and our good. We thank you for your word. Lord, it's our prayer this morning that you would minister to us through our singing, as we sing praises to you, as we pray, as we hear the preached word, and as we come to your table, that you would minister to us. You would minister to those who need you this morning, and you would minister according to your wise and perfect counsel, lifting up those who are bowed down low, bringing us back on track, those who have strayed from your path, giving us understanding that we can make decisions that glorify you and are for the good of ourselves and our family and our church family. Lord, we do pray you would meet us where we are this morning. Lord, we pray for the good news that it would go forth among the nations, that you would draw those from every nation, tribe, tongue, and people group unto yourself, that we might worship you together in spirit and in truth. Lord, help us ministers, both teaching elders, ruling elders, and our deacons. Lord, help us be those that by our life and our doctrine, we set forth your true and living word. Lord, we pray that with meek heart and a reverent spirit, we would receive your word today from Romans. Lord, we pray that you would prepare us, even as we will pray again later, to meet you at your table. We pray for each one here. And we thank you for that all that we have is from you. Lord, we thank you that we can return tithes and make offerings to you. And so we commit these monies that are placed in the plate, we commit these to you. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness to this congregation, that you provide for us financially. We also pray, O Lord, you would continue to provide for us spiritually, making us more like Jesus. And so with that in mind, we pray even as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, let's continue our worship through the giving of tithes and offerings.